This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, is here to talk sports with us, as he does on most Wednesdays. Hi there, Bill.
Hello, Meghna.
So, you know, I was originally going to give myself a mere 12 seconds to read this introduction. But you know, lately, Bill, I've been feeling like stretching things out to say 30, 35 seconds, and here's why.
Josh Beckett pitching 9-4, 2.20 ERA. Second best ERA in the league. He is 3-0 against the Yankees this year, 13-7 in regular season play against the Bombers.
Okay, so there's some nice stats there introducing Josh Beckett when he pitched for the Sox against the Yankees on Sunday, but I've got one more stat to add to that. 31.8 seconds, 32 seconds almost, and that was Beckett's average time between pitches on Sunday, the third slowest recorded since 2007. Bill, I mean, is this just a guy who's slow off the mark, or is there a head game going on here?
I'm inclined to say...
Click, there goes me on the
It's very
the
slow.
But he's been a phenomenal pitcher this season, though.
He's a very successful pitcher, and he's not unique by any stretch of the imagination. There are a lot of pitchers. The Red Sox, of course, are draw more attention than lots of teams, the Yankees and the Red Sox and some others. But, you know, there are lots of pitchers around the major leagues who take their time delivering the ball to home plate.
So I'll admit that I definitely am not an expert in the fine art of pitching and, I guess, the rituals that each pitcher has.
It doesn't take that long!
Apparently the rule book says they only have 12 seconds.
Yeah, the rule book is something that people don't pay a whole heck of a lot of attention to. There is a marvelous counter statistic to the one that you have mentioned, which is 44 years ago today, one Charles Red Barrett of the Boston Braves threw a game that lasted 1 hour and 15 minutes against the Cincinnati Reds. Wouldn't it be great if just one pitcher could? I mean, now we have television, now we have ads, now we have TV timeouts and umpires instructed to slow things down so that we can hear about all the beer and the, you know, razor blades and the trucks and the things that people are trying to sell us. But it would be fantastic, wouldn't it, to just see one game that got over in an hour 15?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I guess compare that to the over 4 hours they played on Sunday. And I just have to read this because ESPN's Bobby Valentine offered a great quotation on Sunday night saying, "That's a half hour based on all of Beckett's waiting around between pitches. That's a half hour added to this game of him standing around and us sitting around watching him do nothing."
Yeah, well, I guess one way of looking at it is if we weren't watching Josh Beckett do nothing, we might be doing something destructive or harmful. I mean, nothing is better than bad, I guess. I don't know what the other defense
maybe
might be.
Maybe there's also something to be said about the slow, meditative pace of a great baseball
game. Of watching television. No, I'm sorry. If you're sitting in the park watching birds, you know, or ducks, yes, slow, meditative pace is good. Not watching TV.
All right. Well, briefly, since we do have a clock that tells us we've got to move on, let's move to Patriots, where the new wide receiver, Chad Ochocinco, love that name, isn't quite sure where he wants to live in Boston, so he's announced that he's going to crash at a fan's house for a few weeks. His requirements are simple.
I'm not sure how it's going to work. They have to have internet. They have to have Xbox. And that's about it.
Bill, come on. You got an extra room?
This amazes me that he didn't require a hot breakfast and perhaps cookies and milk before bed and maybe M&Ms but no blue ones. I mean, come on. He's a star. Let's go. Let's make this work.
I can imagine all these people out there like, yeah, we can play Madden NFL on my Xbox together. All right. Finally, on to women's soccer and a team known as the Florida Magic Jack. Another great name today. There's quite a story behind this team, Bill. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, they're owned by a man named Dan Borislaw, who has decided that they don't need a front office, a website, a telephone number, an email address, or any other way for you or me or anybody else to get in touch with them. He basically runs the team out of his jacket pocket. They have stars. They have Abby Wambach. They have Hope Solo. They're a pretty good team.
Of U.S. soccer,
especially since the World Cup ended and the national team players came home. They've played very well. Abby Wambach scored 2 goals against the Breakers last weekend to beat them. But they travel without a trainer. Some of their players needed to be taped before last weekend's game in Boston. They called over to the opposing locker room and said, "Have you got a trainer that we can borrow?" And the trainer said, "Yeah, have you got any tape?" And they said, "No, can you bring some tape with you when you come over to Arlington? I mean, it's just amazing. I don't think this guy is going to own his team past this season, but they're in the playoffs.
And he's got some great players. Well, Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. You can hear it right here on WBUR every Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. and on Wednesdays on Radio Boston. Bill, thank you so much.
Thank you, Magna.